From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idstey. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, John. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here. How's autumn in New York this year?
Well, no, the tree leaves really aren't changing yet.
They aren't. Still, yeah. It's not quite autumn yet.
It's been a nice, warm fall.
Mm-hmm. Remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, it came from listener Mike Rice, who's a writer and producer for The Simpsons TV show. I said, take the phrase Baby Barb. It has the same cryptogram pattern as Alan Alda. And I said, the question is, the name of what famous TV personality has the same cryptogram pattern as Words Work?
Mm-hmm. And the answer?
The answer is Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. And we actually had over 600 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our winner, randomly selected from those who provided the correct answer, is Jonathan Black from Brockport, New York. Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the show.
Hello, John.
Where is Brockport?
Brockport is a suburb of Rochester, New York.
What do you do up in Brockport or Rochester?
I work at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and I'm a facilities maintenance manager.
Uh-huh. And you're a puzzle person.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not a real puzzle person. How did you solve this last challenge that Will gave us?
I got a little help from the internet, frankly. There's some puzzle solving tools out there, and I had to use one of them, frankly.
Uh-huh. And are you ready to match wits with Will?
Oh, I don't think I'm much of a match for Will, but I'll give it my best shot.
Well, Will, meet Jonathan, and let's play, but keep it clean, nothing below the belt, okay, Will?
Okay, nothing below the belt. Jonathan and John, yeah, I don't let you off the hook either.
All right.
Every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form blank of blank, where the first word starts with the letter T, like truth of the matter. I'll tell you what follows the of, you tell me the first word. For example, if I said the matter, you would say truth. All right, number one is the shrew.
Taming.
Taming is right. Number two is the screw.
Turning.
Turn of the screw.
Turn of the screw.
The morning.
Top.
Top of the morning is right. The iceberg.
Tip.
Uh-huh. The Sierra Madre.
Treasure.
Excellent. The trade.
Tools.
Yes, or also tricks, either way. The unknown soldier.
Tomb.
Uh-huh. The town.
Of the town. Oh, my. Talk of the town?
Talk of the town, also toast of the town, either way. The D'Urbervilles.
Tess?
Tess of the D'Urbervilles is right. Contents.
Table?
Table of contents is right. Roses.
Tournament?
Uh-huh. War.
War. Something of war. Oh, my. Wow. Can I buy a vowel?
It's just three-letter word.
Oh.
Blank of war.
Oh. Wow.
And it's a game. It's a game.
Oh, tug of war.
Tug of war is right. How about bricks?
Ton of bricks.
Ton of bricks. Fate. F-A-T-E.
A twist.
Twist of fate. Thought.
Thought. Wow.
Something you don't want interrupted.
Oh, train of thought.
Train of thought is right. Capricorn.
Tropic.
Tropic. An eye. E-Y-E. An eye.
Of an eye?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Twinkle of it. No, not twinkle.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Twinkle or twinkling,
twinkling
of an eye.
Twinkling of an eye? Okay.
Either way. And your last one is a special case because there are two words that precede the of, mm-hmm. and they both start with the letter T.
Mm-hmm.
And your clue is Israel.
Oh, boy. 10 tribes.
Yeah, but
12
two more.
Tribes.
12 tribes of Israel.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Nice work.
Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Jonathan, you were primed. That was great.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed playing with you.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, Jonathan, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin and the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and 3 Sudoku Wordless Crossword Puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Jonathan, what member station do you listen to up there in Brockport?
Well, in Rochester, it's WXXI, and in Geneva, it's WEOS. I have had to plug them because my brother's the manager of that radio station.
Well, excellent. Although, I don't know, maybe that disqualifies you now.
Oh, no.
No, we're not sticklers for that kind of thing here.
I hope not.
Well, thanks, Jonathan.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Jonathan Black from Brockport, New York. Now, Will, what's the mind-twisting challenge that you've got for us this week?
Well, take the name Eli, E-L-I, put three letters in front of it, and the same three letters in reverse order after it to complete a familiar two-word phrase in nine letters. What is it? And here's a hint. The answer is something this puzzle has. So again, Eli, E-L-I, put three letters in front of it and the same three letters in reverse order after it to complete a familiar two-word phrase in nine letters. What phrase is it?
And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. There's also information on our website at npr.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for NPR's downloadable Sunday Puzzle podcast. Simply visit our website, npr.org, and click on NPR Podcasts to learn how. Subscribe, and the puzzle will be delivered to your computer or MP3 player every week. Well, thanks a lot, Will. That was fun.
Thanks a lot, John.